Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this isn't an email from a listener. This is a note from my husband. And it goes, Dahl, can you go shopping today? Now, okay, I could take this a variety of different ways. Dahl, can you go shopping today? Okay, so one, it can mean that he's trying to wage war. Oh, no, he didn't. Can I get off my butt and actually do something and get some groceries because the children I fathered with you are starving, okay? You know, and he could be doing that, and then I could just get into a big fight with him about how, I do a lot, and why doesn't he help me with the shopping duties, etc.? Or maybe this isn't a slight. Maybe this isn't an act of war. And he's just saying, Dahl, can you go shopping today? Like, why don't you go and take the credit card and buy yourself something that you really, really deserve, and money's no object? I don't know. I mean, I know you and I, you know, we all kind of dissect, you know, the listener emails and stuff. So, Dahl, can you go shopping today? Yes. I'm going to read this as, you know, yes, I do have some time in my day that I could make. I mean, I'd probably have to cancel half an afternoon of patients, but I can make the opportunity to go shopping today. Yeah, like what, like a new car? So I will answer him back, hell yeah, sky's the limit, right? And we'll see how that goes. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's a nice little note. I could just see the refrigerator completely empty. And I got to tell you, this is important because our marriage could be over by the time I get home, depending on what he really, really means. You got to be careful, though. I can't do that. Women cannot ask men to clarify. Because if you ask a man to clarify, you will never get the answer that he wanted. You're only going to get the answer that you wanted. So, like, for example, if he says, you know, yeah, honey, I think you need to go, you know, dress shopping and get a new dress. And I go, why? Is it because I'm too fat in the one I'm wearing? So then he thinks he has to clarify. So he's like, no, honey, I just think you deserve dresses. But then you're sitting there going, no, wait a second, why did he say that? Let me look at my butt. Let me ask, you know, my BFF, who's a guy, and see if all my guy friends think, you know, agree with my husband. And he gets all mad that I ask my guy friends about stuff about my butt. You see, you can't ask a man to clarify, you know? Oh, my gosh, you're just like your mother. What? I'm just like my mother? Please clarify. Oh, you know, in terms of the beauty and you know, being so diligent on taking care of the family and the kids, that's what I thought. So, you know, you want to get the truth, so you got to be very, very careful. I tell you what you do. This is what you do. The truth will always come out. I know, in terms of marriage, you know, I'm supposed to tell everybody to be open and communicate, etc. But I don't know. I mean, I've done this whole open communication thing with my husband now 18 years, and it's really not getting us where we need to be. Okay, my marriage is just full of lies and euphemisms and, you know, very, very light, insincere, superficial pillow talk. Okay, because if we revealed to each other what we really deeply thought, okay, you know, in terms of each other's outfits or deodorant choices or shaving techniques, you know, below the waist, we'd end up divorced. So, you know, and I've learned to lie to my husband very well. I think the key to a good marriage, being able to lie and lie well. But asking your husband to clarify anything, you won't get the answer. So, truth comes out. So, like, for example, okay, dog, can you go shopping today? Okay, whether he is trying to tell me that I'm not, you know, doing enough for as my motherly household duties, all right, or if he's telling me to go, you know, shopping and spend some money, what I am going to do is I'm going to go. There's like this new mall where I live, and there's a Dillard's. And Dillard's has some real nice clothes. I usually don't go there because I'm more of a Target, you know, price point kind of girl. But I think I am going to try and get a new dress at Dillard's. And then I'll buy a couple things. And what I'll do is I'll come home. And I will come home with a whole bunch of stuff. And maybe I'll pick up a pizza on the way for the kids. And then we'll see what he says. And if he's looking there mad because he had to make himself a grilled cheese, the truth will come out. And you see, I didn't have to go through the process of clarifying. It's the way to do it. I got to tell you, I really should be a, I should have books on marriage therapy. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, our new healthcare system is an Obamacare system. Yeehaw! Woohoo! Loving it! Loving it! All right, well, I'm being facetious. Well, in addition to our new system and, you know, people being told not to get screened, etc., now we're being told that many of you guys with chest pain that go to the ER can go home. They say many people that are seen in the ER with chest pain don't have to be admitted but can go home. I am going to say my piece on that one. Cannabis, marijuana is stunting the growth in teens. We are starting to see smaller kids if they are using marijuana during puberty. We also have a school that is now being sued because they were forcing students to undergo transvaginal probes as part of their classroom training to learn how to perform the medical procedure. Now, this was never offered to me because my anatomy was kind of like, by the time I got to medical school down there, you know how balloons, you know, are pretty snappy and you know, and rubbery when they're brand new, but then after a while, they're just kind of loose and boggy. That was my problem by the time I got to medical school. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so two college students are saying they were forced to submit to transvaginal probes as part of their classroom training to learn how to perform the medical procedure. The details are outlined in a federal lawsuit filed Thursday in Orlando against Valencia College and three instructors. It alleges that medical diagnostic students at the college were forced to submit to the examination of their sexual organs under threat of having their grades reduced or of being blacklisted by future employers. The three defendants named in the suit, according to CNN, is Maureen Bugnacki, Linda Shaheen, and Barbara Ball. They have not responded to CNN's request for comments. Peer physical examination is still, and I'm kind of shocked by that, an accepted practice in the medical field. But several reports cited the U.S. National Library of Medicine mention a growing need for clear policies regarding peer physical examination at medical schools. The lawsuit claims that during orientation, the college had a second-year student who was nicknamed the Transvag Queen. All right, that is not a nice nickname, okay, especially since I held that honor for years. Explain the medical diagnostic sonographies program faculty believe that students should undergo invasive transvaginal ultrasound procedures in order to become better sonography technicians. Valencia positioned these transvaginal probes as voluntary, but its actual policy and practice said they were not, according to the lawsuit. The suit also describes weekly probes for students in the program, and they said they endured these invasive probes without a modicum of privacy. Plaintiffs would disrobe in a restroom, drape themselves in towels, and then traverse the sonography classroom in full view of instructors and other students. The student would place a condom over the probe and then apply generous amounts of lubrication to the probe. In some cases, the student would have to sexually stimulate plaintiffs in order to facilitate inserting the probe into the plaintiff's vaginas. Are you kidding me? Okay, that is not a I am going to tell you right now, we do not in the medical field sexually stimulate anybody to get a probe inside where it should. We'll anesthetize you and put you to sleep and use propofol if we have to, but we will not do anything like that. That's assault. That's ridiculous. The suit says the woman experienced discomfort and embarrassment each time they had to endure this forced probing of their sexual organs. In one instance, according to the lawsuit, Barbara Ball made inappropriate comments to a student who was undergoing a probe. Defendant Ball's comments can only be described as bizarre during some of these forced probing sessions, according to the lawsuit. She allegedly approached one student during a probing session and stated she was sexy and should be a escort girl. But these people are idiots. The suit says Ball's behavior cast serious doubts upon her motivation for insisting upon the forced vaginal probing sessions. Apparently, Barbara Ball joined Valencia College in 1998. And I guess worked at nearby Arnold Palmer Hospital. Okay, so there are two women filing the suit, okay? And, here's the thing. When I was in medical school, we had to learn how to do a prostate exam, and we had to learn how to do vaginal exams. And patients in the hospital many times did not want to be practiced on. And they have every right to say, look, no, I do not want to be her first exam. In fact, when I was in labor with my first, there was a very young nursing student that wanted to practice. And her nails were like 4 inches long. And I had to tell her no. You know, as much as I want students to teach, not nails like that while I'm in labor and it could affect my baby. And I said no. So, you know, a lot of times in medical settings, patients, and they have a right to say, no, thank you, leave. You're not going there. So my school had to hire volunteers. Now, some of these volunteers were in professions such that they didn't mind the audience of people watching the exam be done. And we did the exam keeping as much privacy as we can, only having a few students in the room and not the whole entire classroom. The instructor would be there, and we would thank the volunteer thoroughly, you know, for allowing us to, you know, be able to learn. And it was very, very professional. Yes, it was awkward, but we had to get over our awkwardness because sometimes the awkwardness makes it worse. Like, look, you know, you got to feel somebody's ovaries. You got to feel somebody's testicles. You got to feel, you know, we have to do that. Now, while this was going on, there was another school where they had to find, I guess, their own volunteers. It didn't make headlines, but we knew about this school. And it was a school that I didn't go to. And it was another professional school where the choice was, I guess the exams had to get done either by you finding a volunteer to do it or you guys just doing it on each other. And so the majority of the class did breast exams and prostate exams and these exams on each other. And I remember horrified by the thought because I know, contrary to popular belief, nobody really in my medical school class ever saw me naked. So I really didn't want that to, happen. And luckily my program didn't have us do that. But when I heard that other programs did, I was horrified because that is such a, it definitely can change the playing field as you're competing with people for class ranks and internships and et cetera. And I thought it was a bad idea, but that, and I was horrified to think that some of my colleagues would be there. And little did I know that when I start to have my slew of medical issues, after medical school, most of them ended up having to see me naked anyway. So it was all moot. But, I'm really kind of confused. Now, of course, we're only hearing one side of the story. Okay, I'm not sure what, I don't understand how a college that teaches sonography would even allow something like that or inappropriate comments. Okay, I mean, even when I went to school, which was in an age where sexual harassment was just slowly starting to find its way into policy, we still didn't make any inappropriate comments. The only inappropriate comments we had made was, I'm glad, Bob wasn't the one we did the exam on because I'm sure we would have found a bunch of jewelry in there or something like that. I mean, those comments would be to each other, not to the patients, not to the volunteers. Then sexual harassment policies start to come out, and then nobody was allowed to say anything to anybody, inappropriately so. This is kind of frightening stuff if that's what happened. And students should not have to undress, should not be forced to have to go through these. Now, there is an argument that some people make that doctors or nurses or medical technicians should feel what it's like to be on the other side and how you being a patient should will help you be a better medical provider, professional. I have to say that theory holds very, very true. Once I was a mom, boy, was I a different, I did pediatrics way differently, because now you're like, okay, look, the baby's precious and your babies are precious, et cetera. But once you see, you have your fear over your child, you understand the parents' fear when they're walking in the room, having to be undressed and being examined by a doctor is, I mean, we medical professionals, we take it for granted. I mean, we're like, take off your top and we'll do your breast exam and then we'll do your pap smear. Yet when you go through that, you're like, oh my gosh. And you realize how vulnerable you are. You realize how embarrassed you could be. It shouldn't be, it's a body. But I think any of us doctors that were patients, we have a lot more empathy and we understand a lot of hesitations. You should have seen me. I'm pro-vaccine, and we talk about vaccines a lot. I'm very pro-vaccine. But before my kids, I was like, Mom, what the hell is your problem? The kid needs his vaccines. You're a kook. Once I had a child, it was like, Mom, I understand why you're concerned. I understand. This is your baby. I get it. So I turned into a more empathetic doctor. And so I think it is important to be a patient. I don't think it's necessary, though, to be disrobed and vaginally probed. I think there's other ways to experience being a patient, which is why a lot of medical schools have, all right, Dahlia here has a cough. Let's examine her lungs. Let's examine her, And then, I'm sitting there and, my colleagues, are like, really? The stethoscope isn't even in your ears. You're such a doink. But, crazy story. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many ER patients with chest pain can be sent home, they're saying. Okay, now some of you are like, yay, I don't have to spend the night at the hospital. Dr. Dahlia is wrong. No, that's not the case. Listen up. Okay, there's this news release from Ohio State University saying that chest pain sends more than 7 million Americans to the ER every year, and about half of them are then admitted for further observation, testing, and treatment. But is the cost and inconvenience of a hospital stay always warranted? So the study was aimed to assess whether this population of patients could safely go home and do further outpatient testing within a day or two. That's the key. You're assuming these people could get outpatient testing within a day or two. How many of you guys, if you call your doctor right now, you're going to get in within a day or two? Okay, try a month or two. All right, but we'll move on. It's okay. Lead research Dr. Michael Weinstock. I mean, he's right. In theory, he's right. But we'll go on. A professor of emergency medicine at the University's College of Medicine, Dr. Michael Weinstock. His team looked at data from more than 11,000 visits by patients experiencing chest pain to three hospitals in Columbus, Ohio between 2008 and 2013. Only four people in the study group developed a life-threatening heart rhythm, suffered a heart attack or cardiac or respiratory arrest, or died, which ended up being 0.06% of patients. Overall, the study found a low short-term risk of life-threatening heart problems among patients with chest pain who have normal cardiac blood tests, vital signs, EKGs. So the results were published in the Journal of Internal Medicine. So this data shows that routine hospital admission is not the best strategy for this group. We tend to admit a lot of people with chest pain out of concern for missing a heart attack or some other life-ending irregularity. To me, this new finding says we could think more about what's best for the patient long-term. Plus, patients who visit the ER for chest pain often wish to return home as soon as possible. They're like, man, get me out of here before Dr. Dahlia does any more tests. She's going to check my prostate. By the way, prostate exams are kind of important, even though they don't get done a lot in the ER, but they are important. Next, they said, so the patients want to go home. Everybody wants to save money. So he said, would like to see more emergency medicine physicians having that bedside conversation to ensure that chest pain patient knows the risks and benefits of hospitalizations compared to outpatient evaluation. We think continuing evaluation in an outpatient setting is not only safer for the patient, it's a less costly approach to the healthcare system. Two experts reviewed the study and agreed that early discharge from the hospital may work for many patients with chest pain. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, and there's a lot of things we got to talk about. Okay, whether you agree with the study or not, we are moving towards a system right now where we are going to want patients to do a lot of stuff at home and not at doctor's offices or not at hospitals. If you guys are kind of getting the new feel and the new trend and the new push that our Obamacare new system, our new healthcare system is encouraging, it's, don't get a lot of the tests you got. Don't be coming to the hospital. If you do come to the hospital, get out. You don't need to go to the doctor all the time. You don't need to go for your pap smears. You could just, you know, see your gynecologist every 3 years. You don't really need to even leave the house. Just call the doctor online, you know, there's too many patients. The system is overloaded because there's too many of you. And when there's too many of you, it starts a rationing policy. And nobody wants to admit that, but that's what we're seeing. So now they look at, what are we spending a lot of money on in healthcare? Well, we're spending a lot of money on blood pressure medicine, especially with all the baby boomers. So what happened? A study came out saying, you want to know what? Your baby boomers, they could be up in the 150s, over 90s, easy. You don't have to lower that blood pressure. They're fine. You could keep it that way, which is against every single thing I was taught in medical school. I was taught for every day your blood pressure is high, you could be busting your blood vessels in your eyes, your kidneys, and maybe that's not true. Maybe you are allowed to walk around with high blood pressure and it won't cause end organ damage. Maybe I was taught wrong all these years and this is some new data. I'll be open to it. But that's one way to cut back on the blood pressure patients. Another way to cut back on all the gyn visits, tell people, you know what, don't do pap smears. Maybe every 3 years, every 5 years, put that off. What about colonoscopies, colon cancer screening? Well, you know, let's cut it off at a certain age, you know? What about mammograms? Now you guys don't have to start in your 30s and then in your 40s. Just wait till you're in your 50s. So you see what's happening. We are going to be time and time again told you don't have to go or you don't have to stay. Now, this study does not say to not go for chest pain. It can't do that yet. Okay? You have chest pain. It has to be evaluated. So you have to go to the ER. But what this is saying is do you really need the 24-hour monitoring? Now, why do we do 24 hours of monitoring? It sounds like a lot. Shouldn't we know if you had a heart attack? Because a lot of you guys walk in with funny-looking EKGs. And then we run an enzyme test to see if your heart had some injury. If your heart had injury, the muscle gives off certain enzymes and markers, troponin, things like that. So we look at your cardiac enzymes, your CPK, and we see if there's high levels. But sometimes it could take hours for those levels to show up. So if you had a heart attack and you come into the hospital at hour one, we may not be able to tell at 100%. So we watch your numbers and see if they rise. And if they do, then we immediately, look. Catheterize or, and get cardiologists involved and figure out where that's happening and open it up. And this doctor is 1,000% correct. When I was in training and with all the years of patient care, people, most of my patients that did not have a heart attack but had chest pain were fine and got to go home. They're right. But if we start to have this policy of, if it's not a heart attack, you're going to, be sent home anyway. A lot of patients will look at this as, well, then I don't really need to go to the hospital. Why do I need to go to the hospital to spend a lot of money to be there for an hour or two just to be sent back home? I could feel fine at home and then go to the hospital when I feel bad. And no, that's not what we want. We want to see you in the ER before you feel bad. I told you guys about that case when I was doing urgent care where a man was burping all night, the night before. And the wife was so mad and, brought him into the urgent care so he could get some Alka-Seltzer or some sort of green grasshopper or something to calm his stomach down. Well, I'm like, you burped a lot. Let me check your heart. It could be an inferior MI. Well, I was right. His EKG was a little funny looking, but his cardiac enzymes, because remember, he was burping the night before, so we're talking 8 hours before, cardiac enzymes were high and through the roof. So I said, you had a heart attack last night. That's why you were burping. I need to send you to the ER, and I have to ship you to Kingman, Arizona, to do that. No, if I have a heart attack, I feel fine. Let me go home, see the game, and I'll go to my doctor on Monday. I said, no, because you could have the aftershock. You're going to the hospital now. So the ambulance took him to Kingman, Arizona, because I was working at a Bullhead. And as they were, for some reason, one of the Bullhead Worm C was full. I'm not sure what was going on that day. And as he was being wheeled in to the Kingman Hospital, he had a second heart attack. Now, everything was fine. He lived, but it's a sign that you could feel fine and have a deadly moment moments later. There's now two people that I know of that had some mild something. They didn't go and get checked, and then they end up dying of a heart attack. I suggest to all of you, use this with a lot of caution, okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia's show. Myra writes, Doctor, my ex-husband and his new girlfriend allow my kids to curse in their house. And then they come home to me and go to school and get in trouble for foul language. When should kids be allowed to curse? Is there an age threshold? This is a tough question because I remember growing up, you could not say any bad word, and you could never say the Lord's name in vain. I mean, there's a variety of different types of bad words. They're all bad, but some are like really, 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 really bad. So if we're just looking at little four-letter words, okay? Ever since, I guess, I don't know, the 90s or 2000s, cussing started to become a regular household dialect or vernacular, and I think that's wrong. I've even seen my kids cuss, and again, because they pick it up from me and Dad, and I'd say there's definitely no age. I mean, if you could keep your teens from cussing, but one thing I learned with my kids is sometimes they just had to get it out of their system. Okay, so the S word isn't really a big deal to them anymore. You know, it's said, it's done, you know, all right? I do not allow anything beyond that, okay? I have two boys, and they still don't know what to call their body parts, okay? And they don't like to use the P word, you know, they don't like to use the word penis, you know, for if there's an issue. And so, unfortunately, they've used the D word, and I don't like that. I think it's a very, very inappropriate word for a body part. And so I used, you know, when they were growing up, I used the term, you know, wee-wee, but they don't want to use the wee-wee, okay? You know, they're teenagers. Now they're playing football now. They're in the gym. So if there's an issue, and one of the reasons why I'm bringing up this part as part of the dialogue is because I'm a mom and a doctor, and I always worry about girls and boys having issues in private areas, but they don't talk about it because they're afraid or they're embarrassed. You know, and there was a case I told you guys about where this young boy had a lump on his testicle and he was too embarrassed to talk about it. And so by the time he did bring it up to older brother, which was a couple years later because it was growing, older brother got mom and dad involved. They got him into a doctor. It was already too late. It was testicular cancer and it was far advanced. And again, I don't want to scare all of you, and I'm not saying you have to talk about your kids' testicles at dinner time, but you see how we have to kind of avoid some of the barriers, and cuss words seem to fall in that. So, for example, in my family, we didn't talk about nothing. You don't cuss. You don't really talk about body parts. If there was an issue, I would secretly ask my mom. My mom would be there for me. But dad and brother and sister didn't want to hear about it. They'd probably make fun of me. So I was like, you know, you just kind of kept things to yourself, which is why, you know, when I was going through puberty, I thought I had cancer. I didn't know what the hell was going on with my body. I was hurting. Things were coming out of different orifices. I'm like, wait a second here, something's wrong. Because nobody talked about nothing. I think that's wrong. Kids shouldn't grow up in that. So when you do have kids, okay, and as long as they understand that those conversations are not appropriate at school, you could talk about body parts. Okay, you got a rash on your butt, right? I mean, do I need to see? Where's the rash? Why do you have a rash on your butt? Were you sitting on something? Were you sitting on something wet? What's going on here? You know, you got any lumps down there? Are you feeling any lumps? You know, so my son, he had to go for a sports physical, and they wanted to do a hernia check. And he was like, I'm not going to let them touch my blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, he said an inappropriate word, you know, and I'm like, okay, first we're going to call it a wee-wee. And a hernia check doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with the other. But, and again, you're not going to get these kids to completely relax when it comes to those sorts of issues. But I do want to make sure that there's open dialogue. Because if, God forbid, my kid does have something or they get an STD, which they better not because I am sewing condoms to them as we speak. You know, I want them to not be embarrassed and not come to me. You know, yeah, you could tell mom anything. You could say anything. So one tool I used, and I'm not saying I'm the best parent in the whole world, but one tool I used was allowing them to say some cuss words. Okay? Because, it broke down a wall or two with them. And I noticed they talked to me more. And what I also found is I get to hear what their playmates or classmates say and do as well. Mom, this is funny. You got to hear what Joe said. What? Well, and then he says, and I'm like, you know, that's inappropriate, but I'm glad you told me. I mean, if I said, oh my gosh, you said a bad word. Don't go wash your mouth out with soap. He wouldn't tell me what Joe's doing. He wouldn't tell me. I mean, I learn a lot. I get to do a lot of investigative mommying, finding out what these other kids are saying or doing. So let's say my kids find a really, really funny YouTube video. I'm like, guys, if there's something really hilarious, I'm dying to see it because I could use a good laugh or whatever. I see it, they show me, and now I know exactly what they're looking at. And then I could start mummifying the situation. I got to be careful because once they think I can't, you know, again, you got to be a parent, but I also need to make sure I have an in to the intelligence. And so, you know, my kids don't have an older brother or sister that I could have spy on them. Okay, I'm basically the spy. So, cussing. This is what I recommend, okay? All right, when the kids, you know, if you're like 5-year-old, says a bad word, okay, you know, ask them, what does it mean? You know, I don't know. And, okay, well, the S word, I guess it means poop. I go, what's a more fun word to say? Poop? Poopy? Or the S word? Poop, poopy? Yeah, I like that word better. All right? And, you know, yeah, and, you know, let the kids feel a little devilish, but give them a out. Okay? Like, fire truck. Or shut the front door. Or things like that that you can make. I do not like the word frick, F-R-I-K, that my kids do because it sounds too close to the real word. But I will allow them to have, you know, remember we came up with fake curse words? I'll allow them to use some of those if they want to feel like they need to express themselves. And then I go, okay, are you done? Is it out of your system? Can you now talk intelligently? Can you now show a little bit of class when you speak? Okay, because you can't be doing that at school, and you can't be doing that as a job. Okay? And then, if they continue, I'm like, okay, you're going to write an essay, and you're going to go through the origins of that word, and I'm going to make you so gosh darn sick of that word that you're not going to want to say it again. So I have levels of what I do. But a young kid, you need to let them know it's a bad word. It's not a word that's appropriate. You need to let them know the consequences. And you know what? Let them get in trouble in school. If they don't listen to you, they'll listen to school. I got in trouble. I was writing dirty words on the bathroom walls with my brownie group. And one of the girls in my brownie troop told on us. That was the last time I wrote a dirty word. Except to my husband one day. I was texting him and I was really mad. But other than that, that's, you know, so maybe let the kids get in trouble. All right? I mean, let's see. Unfortunately, nowadays in school, they don't. I remember in high school, I fell in the mud. And I was in track and I was cursing. And they sent me to the vice principal. The vice principal, like, really? I mean, you know... I mean, every word out of your mouth is this. Can you clean it up a little bit, Dahlia? I'm like, I'll try. It's not like I'm going to be on radio one day. Why do I have to clean it up? Well, thank God I cleaned it up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.